You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
June the 13th, 2022, we have a lot going on today because we're waiting at any moment. We could see a Roe v. Wade decision come down from the High Court. Of course, it's really a Mississippi case, but based on the draft that had been circulating since May, the court is ready to overturn Roe v. Wade for law of the land. Hooray, hooray, hooray. I'm all in favor of it. The more we can do to protect unborn babies, I'm for. This does not mean you cannot get an abortion anywhere in the U.S. It does not. It simply gives the authority back to the states. It's no longer a constitutional right to get an abortion. It never has been. We were looking for more information coming in, and we continue to monitor. I remind you, we are live streaming at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com right now. Enter in the search engine, one word, Larry Connors, USA, and you will be in studio with us. Glad to have you. This last weekend, of course, we also had a March for Our Lives demonstration in D.C. and elsewhere around the nation. Now, you need to make sure you understand the March for Our Lives is different than March for Life. March for Our Lives is those protesting and wanting more gun laws. Those who are protesting you having your Second Amendment rights, and they want more and more gun laws. Some action was taken over the weekend in a supposed bipartisan effort, but there's a story behind the story I want to share with you. And, of course, the March for Life is against abortions. So the Roe v. Wade decision could come on while we're on the air. It may not come until tomorrow. It may well not come until Wednesday or next week. But we're staying on top of it. And the protests continue at the homes in front of Justice Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. Despite a federal law, you cannot do so if you're trying to intimidate and threaten a U.S. judge, especially a Supreme Court judge. Nancy Pelosi, if you recall last week, she was given an approval by the Senate and a bill they passed to beef up security. She didn't even bother taking it to the House members. She sent them all home, said nobody will be hurt over the weekend. Well, thank God, Nancy, you turned out to be right. But that's not the way it should have been done. Now we'll see how fast she acts, because I'm sure she's going to be busy again with the January 6th hearing. That's a big play. This is the play that they hope will take your attention away from your soaring gas prices, food prices, and everything else. It is a clear sham. It is a dog and pony show. It's meant to be only a distraction for you. You need to keep that in mind. And in the midst of all of this, there is more and more evidence that Democrats are abandoning Biden, walking away from him. When you cannot get Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to give a full-throated endorsement of Joe Biden for 2024, that is your prime evidence. But she's just one of many. And they're not looking to VP Harris for someone to be in that spot in 2024. In other words, they have no one. They had no one. They've had failing policies. Everything Biden has done in the last few months that he's been in office has destroyed our country, and he continues to do so, and they're going to do everything they can before he leaves office. That is why 2024 is so big. My guest today, John Aboutier, Reaganite Republican, not a Trumper. I want to get his views on a lot of these issues. And a Houston father complaining after his son is taken to a drag queen party without his permission, taken by a convicted pedophile, and the school district did nothing about it. We'll break that story down for you. And before we wrap up today, a fascinating story that involves one of my advertisers. In fact, it's really a reflection of what happens with many of my advertisers on this program. But I think you're going to like it. It really is a fascinating story. That'll be coming up before we wrap up today. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We are learning and have known for a long time that Fox News and its hosts have played a role in this. I would consider them accomplices to what took place, inciting that riot, calling that mob to descend on Washington, the insurrection that ended up taking place on January 6th, the big lie of the stolen election, working with supremacists to undermine our democracy and interrupt the process of peacefully transitioning the presidency. They were in on it.
They were in on it. Fox News was in on the January 6th, quote, insurrection. Those are the words of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota. She has had some words in the past that I say come much closer to calling for, quote, insurrection or violence than what Trump said on January 6th. And Fox News, in reporting what Trump was saying, now they are considered part of the insurrection. You know, they have called a former Fox political analyst before the committee. They think this is going to prove, this will prove that it was clearly a setup for an insurrection. Because the Fox News, ex-Fox News editor, is appearing in front of the committee. And he's doing so because he was testified, or I said he was supposed to include, by the way, supposed to include the Trump campaign manager, Bill Stempien, but he said he can't make it due to a family emergency. But the former Fox News digital political editor, Chris Steigerwald, will testify. Why would you call him for this hearing? It's more the dog and pony show. Do you remember that night of the election? It was evident early that Trump had won Florida, which was a big state. Fox didn't bother reporting that for almost 90 minutes after it was clear Florida had won. But Steigerwald rushed forward to say Trump has won Arizona. Trump lost Arizona. And that upset a lot of the Trump supporters and Trump campaign officials. Why are you doing that? You haven't even mentioned Florida, and you're jumping ahead and saying he's lost Arizona, and that was a big contest, a big question, to be debated, counted and recounted. And it was not by a heavy margin at that point even. So they decided to bring him in to testify because, well, that just proves that Fox was in on trying to create violence and insurrection because they fired the very guy that they had hired to do campaign and election night forecasting predictions and stats and so forth, and he claimed that Trump had lost Arizona early in the evening while ignoring Florida. I could really care less about him. I'm just pointing that out again, that they're grabbing at straws. And here you have AOC on MSNBC saying clearly that there's evidence that Sean Hannity and Fox News were conspiring to create the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Let me take you back over some remarks that Ilhan Omar has made. If you recall, she had previously stated how the U.S. Congress is basically, in her words, sold out to Israel, to Jews. She's a Muslim. And she had admitted repeatedly that she grew up to hate Jews. I don't think anything's changed. She will change her language now a little bit. But in 2012, she tweeted, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel." That's 2012. That's not as a child. But it certainly implied that Israel and its supporters were secretly tricking the world and supporting it. And then in mid-Feb of 2012, she tweeted again that the support for Israel in the U.S. Congress was, quote, all about the Benjamins. Remember that? She declared, or rather deleted, the original tweet and said she unequivocally apologized. There are two letters that describe that. One starts with a B. The other one is an S. You figure it out. That seemed to settle the things for a while, but then she tried once again, and she made more infamous comments about an allegiance to Muslim and that Israel is anti-Muslim. And she said, you know, here's the thing. It's almost as if every time we say something, regardless of, it is of what we say, this is Ilhan Omar saying, that is supposed to be about foreign policy or engagement or advocacy about ending oppression or the freeing of every human being and wanting dignity, we get to be labeled something, and that ends the discussion. Well, my God, you just described how you attack, quote, white privilege and anybody who will not walk your line on Black Lives Matter and or anything else you say. We cannot have a discussion unless you say what I want you to say. Yes, you're right, folks. It's the continuing hypocrisy. There's nothing changing. It's not going to change. She said, I want to ask, why is it okay for me to talk about the influence of the NRA, our fossil fuel industries, our big pharma, but not a powerful lobby? Well, I thought the NRA was a big lobby. I thought pharma was a big lobby. I thought the oil companies were a big lobby. No, she wants to make a distinction between those lobbies and the lobbies for Israel. And, of course, if you recall, because of all of her remarks, the House, Pelosi, they all got pushed in the corner and said, we got to do something. I mean, what are you going to censor her? What are we going to do? Well, they took a weekend, several of them, to draft a statement, and they still weren't done. They couldn't figure out how are we going to do this. What they ended up doing was passing a resolution in the House to condemn, and I quote, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, and other forms of bigotry. Okay. But it didn't say one word about her and her remarks. It just kind of bypassed her. It is, again, the hypocrisy. They're going to let her have her way, say what she wants to. And the House did nothing, as you recall. So now she's saying that Fox News is also a contributor to the January 6th insurrection. January 6th is wrong. I've stated that before, and I stated it that day it was wrong. Those who battled police on the front lines, they were wrong. And anybody that called for them to go down there and assault and threaten and maybe tell those lawmakers, maybe if they said something like, if you vote to make this election valid without actually looking closer at it, you will reap the whirlwind. You'll never know what will hit you. If Trump had said that, what do you think they would be using as their prime evidence that Trump initiated it? The reason I ask that question is because Chuck Schumer in March of 2020 stood out in front of the Supreme Court addressing Kavanaugh and Gorsuch about any rulings they might make that might affect Roe v. Wade. This was March 2020. And listen to the verbiage of Chuck Schumer.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
You won't know what will hit you if you go forward with these decisions. Those kinds of words are not inciting violence against Supreme Court justices. A man arrested just last week with weapons, and according to police, admitted, yes, I was going to try to kill Kavanaugh, maybe his family, if they end up overturning Roe v. Wade. Should Schumer, Senator Schumer, be held responsible if any harm comes to Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh or Gorsuch or Barrett? Should he? By the way the Democrats have been running things, hell yes. Right now, crowds are gathering outside the Supreme Court building. Massive barriers have been put in place, additional protection around the building, but at the homes, they're not really apparently doing anything. They're not doing anything to stop the protesters. The AG, Merrick Garland, may slowly be pushed into, all right, I'll enforce the federal law that you cannot protest in front of the justices' homes. But I've been watching today, and I haven't seen anything definitive. I see he's getting there. He's going to be pushed there. You don't have to be pushed if you're the attorney general. Follow the damn law. But compare what you just heard from Schumer, Senator Schumer, telling the Supreme Court justices you will reap the whirlwind if you don't vote the way we think you should. Compare his language and his remarks to what Donald Trump said, still as president, January 6, 2021, in that gathering that took place down the street from the Capitol.
We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
To march over and peacefully address the issue. He didn't say you will reap the whirlwind. He didn't say go in there and threaten to kill or harm or anything else. And even Rachel Maddow, as we ran the other day from MSNBC, admitted those people that were taking part in that at the Capitol were not even at the Trump speech. They were already assaulting the Capitol and the Capitol Police. I want to share with you what Mark Levin said on his Sunday night show about this entire January 6th event. And in his words, it is a sham.
This will go down in history as a dark mark on the American political system. You can't see it now. The mob is in control. The mob runs the media. The propaganda is full-throated. It's an abomination to the American system, not just of justice, but our congressional and representative system.
It is. And there's something else he pointed out. Out of all the pages of documents that they say they have, out of all the witnesses this congressional committee has brought together, this committee, of course, comprised and directed by Nancy Pelosi, has two Republicans on it, Liz Cheney, who is not so much a Republican, and Kinzinger of Illinois, who's about the same. But they were never going to have a true investigation. If they were, there was one person they should be calling. One person, in fact, should be held accountable and brought before the committee under oath, answer direct questions. No one has a cojones to ask the question, much less put this person in front of the panel. Mark Levin addresses that when we continue.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Purpose of a hearing is not to present a Hollywood-produced show trial. The purpose of a hearing is to garner information. They say they had 1,000 witnesses and 140,000 documents. 1,000 witnesses and 140,000 documents in order to determine what? How to protect the Capitol building? 1,000 witnesses, and yet they couldn't call one more, Nancy Pelosi, to explain what she did or didn't do, and more information's coming out about how incompetent and ideologically irresponsible Nancy Pelosi was, her failure to protect that building.
The words of Mark Levin from his program last night, and he's dead on. Out of all these witnesses they say they have for the January 6th hearing, the dog and pony show, they won't put Nancy Pelosi on the stand. They won't put anybody that has authority to accept or reject help from Trump when he offered the National Guard, nor Pelosi, since she is in control of the House Security. They won't do it because they're not interested in the facts. They're simply trying to paint anyone that was in any way associated with Donald Trump a terrorist, a threat to the nation. Most Americans, Republicans, conservatives, even Trump supporters, were appalled, shocked, and not appreciating what took place on January 6th. I would help lead the charge against what happened in the sense that it was wrong. Those who actually committed crimes are battling police, who broke their way into the building, who defaced government property, who threatened the lives of the Congress members inside, they should be held accountable. Others who simply walked down from the Trump rally and saw the doors open and walked in, not knowing what was going on before they got there, you're still trying to fabricate things. And keep in mind, the televised primetime hearings the other day, the other night, were carried by all of the networks except Fox in its entirety. They were carrying parts of it, but mostly Tucker Carlson or Hannity voicing over it. Brett Hume with Fox News, he's their senior political analyst, he said it is a televised press release with sound bites. That's what he declared, and I agree. He said this one last week was absolutely extraordinary because the normal way in which you conduct a hearing, whether in court or in the halls of Congress, is that you have members of both sides of different viewpoints. And the witnesses are put on to do their testimony, and their testimony is challenged by cross-examination. There were no such witnesses last week, except for a couple. What there really was a televised press release with sound bites. I've never seen anything quite like it in my life. And I certainly never imagined back in the day when I was working for one of the broadcast news divisions that such an event would ever be put on primetime television by one of the networks, and in this case it was done by all of them. Quite remarkable. Words of Brett Hume. And I would agree. So the word has now come down. The Supreme Court is going to prolong its opinion on the ruling regarding the Roe v. Wade case. Actually, the Mississippi Jackson, Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. Now they're saying it could come either late June or early July. This would, of course, involve a Mississippi law which bans abortion over 15 weeks. And the threats continue against the Supreme Court justices, which means they will continue unless the Attorney General puts a stop to it, starts arresting people, putting them in handcuffs outside the justices' homes. But Chief Justice John Roberts, in a statement, had said, the work of this court will not be affected in any way. And by that he meant releasing the draft opinion, nor threats made against the court. We'll take a break when we come back. I'll be joined by my good friend, and some of you really enjoy his views and hearing his views. Some of you get angry with him. That's okay. John Boutier, Le Boutier, Reaganite Republican, not a Trumper. Stand by.
USA. Larry
Connors, USA. Always glad to have my friend John Le Boutier on air with us. He wrote the book Harvard Hates America, and John was a former New York congressman and came in under Reagan. He is a Reaganite, not a Trump supporter. John, glad to have you on board again, sir.
Larry, I'm also a huge Beatles fan.
Oh, I know.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
The second time they did Shea Stadium, and that little audio clip you played was about what it sounded like that night. If you really tried, you could maybe make out what song they were singing. But the screaming from these girls, 55,000 teenage girls.
I remember seeing
the
video.
That was the whole show.
You were there, though?
Yeah, God, it was the second time they did Shea on their last tour ever. And my father commented, he said, you know, the whole show is watching these kids jump out onto the baseball field, run towards the stage to get to the Beatles, and New York's finest in blue, the cops, tackling them. That was what you watched while the Beatles played, but you couldn't hear them, you know.
That's pretty funny. I did not know that. Thanks for sharing that, John. So let me move to some current events. First of all, the word just came out. The high court is not going to issue a decision on the Mississippi Dobbs case that would basically overturn Roe v. Wade. Doesn't mean abortions can't be had, but will not be a law of the land. They may not do it until late June, early July. What's your reaction on that delay at this point when they probably have already – do you think they've already really made the decision and they're waiting for timing and, of course, the threats being made against some of the justices?
Well, it could be, you know, and they've obviously had a disagreement inside there that caused someone to leak out the opinion a month ago or whenever it was.
Why haven't they identified that person, you think? It shouldn't be that hard, should it?
I don't think they know who – well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how draft – opinions are circulated in a court of nine judges, each of whom has more than a dozen clerks, I believe. So it's a plus technical staff, typists. You know.
Right.
A lot of people might be privy to that thing, and I don't know. I mean, yeah, I sort of agree with you. You'd think they'd be able to figure it out.
Do you think they're bothering to look?
They say they are. The Chief Justice announced he is. I'd like to think he tells the truth. You know, rarely in my life, and I've been watching politics, as you have, for a long time, and they almost never find the leaker of leaks in Washington.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You're right.
There's been a lot of
stuff.
Now, the Pentagon Papers, they did find Ellsberg.
Yeah.
But he basically wanted to be.
Yeah, I know. If they want to be, yeah. But you're right. Deep Throat, one of the big names, obviously. But let me read a quote to you from James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation. He said, "You compare the 9/11 Commission to the January 6th Committee. One gave confidence to American people and looking for answers. One undermines integrity and confidence in government." Your reaction?
Well, I don't agree. Now, the first one was not headed by all elected officials, because my friend Tom Kaine, the former governor of New Jersey, was the co-chairman with former congressman, what was the guy's name, from Indiana, Democrat, a great guy, great guy was on the Foreign Affairs Committee with him, and I'm passing on his name for a minute. So they were former officials. So there was no charge that they were running for anything. Now you got this committee. I've watched the two hearings from start to finish, especially today, because I knew I was going to be on with you. This committee is doing a very good job. They're being very fair, and I don't want to hear anybody tell me that the Republicans are being excluded from this committee, because that's not true.
They had two Republicans. They have two, but they were
not. No.
They were not allowed to report.
Wrong. No, wrong,
sir. McCarthy was not allowed to appoint the Republicans he wanted on the committee.
Can we get the facts straight?
All right, go ahead, sir.
A bipartisan joint House-Senate committee, equal amount of Republicans and Democrats, was proposed by Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
And McCarthy and McConnell turned it down. And boy, do I bet they regret it today.
Well,
then
the word is he wanted Congressman Jordan and Banks on there, and she said no.
That's after the first thing was a both House Senate together, and the Republicans turned that thing down. They could have had a ton of Republicans on there. They turned it down. Then, just in the House, they negotiate a deal, and McCarthy appoints New York Congressman John Katko, ranking member on Homeland Security, to negotiate for the Republicans. He does. He negotiates a deal with the Democrats. They agree to it. He takes it to McCarthy. McCarthy won't agree to his own deal.
Because Kinsinger of Illinois and Cheney of Wyoming are the only two Republicans on there.
Yeah, well, because the Republicans chose not to participate. I'm sorry.
We obviously have a disagreement there, and I think we also have a disagreement on what we understand to be the facts. But let me read this quote from Brett Hume, and he was talking of he's a Fox News senior political analyst, obviously. And he said, normally when you have, whether in court or in the halls of Congress, you have members of both sides of different viewpoints, witnesses put to do their testimony. Testimony is challenged by cross-examination. There were no such witnesses last week except for a couple. And he said, it looks like a televised press release with sound bites.
Well, I don't really think that's true. I mean, I haven't heard a Republican, either elected official or a commentator, challenge anything that's been said in the certainly on Wednesday's first night, and today it just ended an hour ago, so it's too early to tell.
But what about calling Nancy Pelosi?
She's got nothing to do with this. This has to do.
She is in charge
of the
Capitol.
That is not the issue. That's not the issue.
I thought
it was
Capitol Security.
The issue is Donald Trump trying to stop the counting of the votes so he could stay as president. That's what this was all about. It was all about it from election night on. And today we had this very gripping testimony, actually, about drunken Rudy Giuliani parading around the White House on election night, bombed, getting up to see Trump, telling Trump, just say you won the election. No facts, just say you won it. And Trump goes out and says, we did win the election, and carried on for months claiming all this total nonsense has been shot down by his own people, Larry, his own campaign manager, Stepien.
Bill Barr, Attorney
lawyers.
General Barr. I agree.
Yeah, Bill Barr.
I agree.
Every one of these people appointed by Donald Trump who ran his administration.
But how can they call this, how can they blame him and call this an insurrection? There was only one gun found. It was never displayed. An insurrection is really trying to overthrow the government. And the speech,
exactly. That's exactly what they did.
They were not trying to overthrow the government.
They were overthrowing the counting of the votes on January 6th. As prescribed in the Constitution.
Even MSNBC Rachel Maddow said the people that were assaulting the Capitol were not even at the Trump rally down the street. They had already started doing what they were doing.
Well, some were and some weren't. But, I mean, why are we even having a president of the United States in any way related to the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, these thugs going up there beating the hell out of the police? This is Republicans? This is what you correctly introduced me as a Reagan Republican.
Yes, sir.
I'm proud to be. Not a Trump Republican, because under Trump, this party has gone to be something I don't recognize.
I don't want to.
What kind of people beat up police officers?
I agree, and I condemn that very day. And I don't want to cut you off short, but then in the next 30 seconds or so, unless you've got time to hang over. If you have time to hang over, we will. But, I mean, I don't want to stick you with that if you've got a conflict. But Chuck Schumer on the steps of the Supreme Court making remarks that Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, you will reap the whirlwind. You will never know what hit you. And then, of course, we have a guy showing up trying to assassinate Kavanaugh, or says he was the other day. Now, that's inciting. I don't see anybody taking any action against Schumer.
It is, and it's wrong. It is wrong, and it's one thing to say they're going to wish they hadn't voted that way because history will show us the wrong vote. But in any way to threaten these judges or elected officials or anybody, that's not the way we do it in America.
That I agree with you, sir. As always, John, it's always an engaging conversation. I appreciate it very
much. Thank you, Larry. I'm going to get back to Shea Stadium and hear the Beatles screaming some more.
All right. Thanks, John. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
John LaBoutier, always engaging, as I said. Coming up, a closer look at the gun law that is being proposed. Maybe. Stand by. The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, "We see you here all the time." I said, "Yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador." Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
By the way, you were just hearing that ad for Cafe Napoli, that I'm basically the ambassador of Cafe Napoli. A very interesting story happened regarding that ad. I want to share with you before we wrap up today's program. And in fact, it's also related to several other stories involving my advertisers. I think you'll enjoy it. It was interesting to hear. I was surprised by this one particular story in a way. And then in a way I wasn't. That'll be coming up a little bit later. I'll tell you more about the Cafe Napoli spot in reaction to it, some other things. We were just, of course, talking to John LeBoutier, Reaganite Republican, and he did admit, which I knew he would, because he is a man of law and order. We had disagreements on some things, but I certainly respect him. And that's really what we need in this country, is more respect. We don't always have to agree, but I think you could tell just by a conversation, I enjoy talking to John and listening to him, and I don't want to interrupt him too often. He's supposed to be a guest, so I want to let him have a few say. You're probably out there, why didn't you say that? Why didn't you say that? Well, there are a lot of things I could say, and I have said in the past, but let him have some of his say, and I made it clear that I didn't fully agree. But he did agree that threatening U.S. Supreme Court justices, as we're seeing right now with those protesters out in front of Kavanaugh's home and Barrett's home, is wrong. It is wrong. And, in fact, he also agreed that Chuck Schumer standing on the steps of the Supreme Court saying, you will reap the whirlwind if you come out with rulings we don't like. I'm looking also at an email I got that came in 20 minutes ago. I guess is maybe in the midst of some of the interview with John, I'm not sure, from Jan. And said, Larry, in the current coverage awards that incite pro-abortion activists who demonstrate Kavanaugh's home, Barrett's church, Schumer's hateful words are quoted. How about the horrid words of Maxine Waters? So obviously she's talking about Schumer's words that I played for you earlier. And yes, Maxine Waters is certainly guilty of it as well. And she said, remember her venom before Schumer's, in which she told supporters to confront opponents at gas stations, restaurants. You said, reviewing the footage, look at the rage on the congresswoman's face as she encouraged civil unrest. And you were right, Jan, she did. And do you remember that the White House press secretary at the time could not go have dinner with her family in a restaurant without the people threatening them, or nor other members of the White House staff? Anytime they went somewhere, they were heckled and harassed. Yeah, that's... that would sound threatening, would it not? So the Senate gun control agreement that came out yesterday adds an investigative period to some firearms background checks. Crackdown on straw purchases, funding to incentivize states to adopt red flag laws. Those are where you can call up police, say, the neighbor next door has guns, and I think he's dangerous or crazy. And you're really just upset because he keeps blowing his grass clippings onto your lawn. And deeper record searches for gun buyers under the age of 21. So they have a juvenile record, then that will be considered. But it requires for those buyers younger than 21 an investigative period to review juvenile and mental health records. No stipulation, this is key, how long this investigative period may last. The FBI conducts NCI checks at gun retail purchases anyway, designed to be completed quickly, but they can take up to 3 business days if they say they need to see more records. The Democrat-controlled House, back in August 2019, passed the enhanced background checks to extend the reviews to 10 days. The Republican-controlled Senate did not agree to that. Now, Dateline Chicago. Dateline Chicago for 2 reasons. First of all, in Chicago, the outgoing American Medical Association president, Gerald Harmon, said at the opening of the AMA House of Delegates annual meeting this last week or weekend, gun violence is a plague on our nation. It's a public health crisis, and much of it is preventable. Doctors witness this trauma firsthand. We see it close in our emergency departments and our trauma centers and our morgues. Well, I agree with that. They do see it. They have to deal with it. And You can consider it a plague on our nation. But if guns are the actual problem, you would know it. There are more guns in this nation than there are people. And how many law-abiding citizens of black, white, yellow, red have guns, and they don't do anything but obey the law? Despite Joy Reid saying the other day, well, the day the blacks are denied we get guns, then we'll see gun control laws. Black people have guns now, legally. And then you got the gangsters. Again, Dateline Chicago, 27 shot, 5 fatally over this last weekend. And Mayor Lightfoot's Chicago Democrat Blue City. The guns didn't go out and just shoot someone. Someone was carrying them, probably illegally, probably gangbangers. I don't know all the facts at this point, but I will guarantee you the gun did not just shoot someone. But again, they don't want to pay attention to those kinds of facts, do they? Coming up, you don't want to miss the next hour as we get into the threat against the court justices. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.